Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of the Middle East. The Arab Spring, turning 7 years old, is still in operation. That's the headline. In a moment, Ken Timmerman will join me at this microphone to give us the details on the Arab Spring's existence.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Arab Spring, starting in Tunisia, and then going into Egypt and back into Libya, then into Syria, looks like they're at their seventh year and getting pretty messy right now.
Well, the Arab Spring was a huge upheaval all across the Middle East. You and I discussed this and have been discussing it ever since. It was led primarily by the Muslim Brotherhood, or perhaps more accurately, I should say, it was co-opted very early on by the Muslim Brotherhood and radical jihadi forces seeking to impose Sharia law on societies as diverse as those in Tunisia, Egypt, and Syria. And ever since, the region has been in turmoil. The only countries that have emerged more or less intact are Tunisia and Egypt from the Arab Spring. Egypt, of course, responded by tossing out the Muslim Brotherhood government. So now you have General al-Sisi in power, but he is still fighting a guerrilla war against the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt and their backers from the so-called Islamic State. But the Arab Spring has really left devastation in its wake. It's been a hugely mistaken movement fueled by President Obama in a mistaken belief that the United States should support one group of jihadi Muslim extremists against another group of jihadi Muslim extremists, as if we are smart enough and have the right to determine which of those two groups might be less violent with their own people. Both of them want to impose Sharia law and to essentially reestablish the Muslim caliphate.
Ken Timmerman with information about the Arab Spring, which could come back into action very quickly. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Though the Arab Spring is still alive, it is not as active as it was 7 years ago. However, many things are happening in the Arab world today, which is an outgrowth of the sponsorship by the Muslim Brotherhood of the Arab Spring. In Egypt, the Muslim Brotherhood, though having gone underground, are still very active. In fact, in Jordan, the Muslim Brotherhood would like to bring down King Abdullah. The remnants of the Arab Spring are holding on to the opposition forces trying to bring down Bashar Assad in Syria as a part of the Syrian civil war. The so-called Arab Spring is actively involved today in forming a coalition of nations to move to destroy the Jewish state of Israel. That's found in Daniel 11, Psalm 83, and Ezekiel chapter 38. The Islamic players on the Middle Eastern stage seem to be motionless. However, at any moment they could spring back into action and fulfill God's prophetic scenario. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...